Thank you for contacting customer support. My name is Jasmine. May I have your zip code, please?
My zip code, Jasmine, is 17406.
17406?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Are you still there?
And what is your first and last name?
The first name is Ron, and the last name is Nemshick. It's Nemshick.
Thank you.
And I'm trying to find out. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, I'm trying to find out what's going on. I'm getting these charges on my credit card. I have no idea what you people do. Who are you?
Okay. Verify your address for me.
My address is 3780 Springett Drive in York, Pennsylvania.
Okay, thank you. And taking a look at the account, I see that you have the Test Onyx and the Nitro Onyx, the male enhancement products. How can I help you?
Wait, whoa, whoa, whoa. What did you say we have? The what?
The male enhancement products.
I don't understand what you're saying. I don't even know who you are. I've received nothing from you guys, and I'm getting charged. Like, I got charged two or three times here now.
You placed the original order for the products back in February. On February the 20th, where you paid for the shipping and handling $6.70 and $7.45.
Okay.
And when you did place that order, the terms and conditions stated that you will be signing up for a 14-day trial. And if you did not discontinue within the 14-day trial, you will be charged the full retail price of the product as well as a new shipment every 30 days.
That's a lot of crap. This is a scam. Either I get my money back or I'm coming after you guys. You're screwing with the wrong guy here. There was something that I saw back at for $6 and $7, and you're sending these things. This is like the second or third bill I've got for $91 now. I want this money to come back into my account, or I'm going to file a dispute, and I'm going to take it as far as I can to get my money back, because we did not agree to that.
Okay. Well, what I can do for you, sir, due to the misunderstanding of the terms and conditions when you originally placed your order, I can provide you with the 35% refund on the account to what you were charged.
No, I want my money back. I got $91.89 that hit my account. I want the money refunded, or I'm going to go in and dispute it, and then we'll fight it. So
okay, well, what
you.
If I can do this and provide you with the 50% refund? You'll receive half of your money back.
No good. I want it all.
Okay, well, just allow me one moment to speak with my manager.
You know,
okay, thank you so much for patiently holding. Now, after speaking with my manager, we can provide you with the 75% refund.
Wait a second. You're taking money out. I haven't received anything. There's orders here being charged at least twice, maybe three times. I got to go through and look again. And I didn't receive anything.
Okay,
there's nothing that's been received here.
Okay, well, sir, what I'm going to do is
I don't even know what the product is.
What I'm going to do is issue a refund on the account, and it will go back into your account within 3 to 5 business days.
And you're going to look at each one of these orders. I've got nothing. I mean, there's a reference number here on this one, which was 7836, and I can find the other ones for you, too. But it's either two or three of them. Matter of fact, there was another product along with it that came through, also in the $90 range. How can we match these up? Do you want me to get all these reference numbers for you?
No, sir, I have it here. I have processed you two refunds of $92.90 and a refund of $91.89.
That sounds right. I think
Okay,
there were three of them that came through.
you'll receive that refund back into your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, I'll look for it. And if I expect you people to follow through, or I'm going to have to go and take it one step further. So I appreciate your help.
Okay, thank you for contacting customer support. You have a great day.
Okay, thank you. How's that?
That was great.
She'll give us 25% back. I said.